is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The billionaire Sackler family that controls OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma, already facing mounting legal and financial pressure, has been tossed out of a large hedge fund for its alleged role in fueling the opioid crisis. Investment entities of the Sackler family were told late last year by Hildene Capital Management that it was no longer comfortable managing their money. Hildene said last week that someone known by members of the firm had suffered an opioid tragedy. Hackers breached the system that houses applicant information for three U.S. colleges, Grinnell in Iowa, Oberlin in Ohio, and Hamilton in upstate New York, in recent days and demanded thousands of dollars in ransom from prospective students for personal information they claim to have stolen. Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown said that he will not seek the 2020 Democratic nomination for president. All 28 of the players in the current U.S. player pool and a U.S. women's soccer team sued the Federation in U.S. District Court in Los Angeles, alleging female players earn less than their U.S. men's national team peers despite having the same job responsibilities and superior results. More than 150,000 Americans died from alcohol and drug-induced fatalities and suicide in 2017. Nearly a third, 47,173, were suicides. Walmart's digital revenue rose 40% in 2018. The company is now the third largest online retailer in the U.S., according to data from eMarketer. In 2015, a veteran hacker named Sammy Kamkar built a device for under $100 that he said could find, unlock, and remotely start any General Motors car equipped with the OnStar communication system. Drivers with Waiter, an app-based food delivery system for restaurants based in Lake Charles, Louisiana, filed suit in federal court over failure to pay minimum wages and overtime and being misclassified as independent contractors. Job growth in February was only 20,000 new hires, but unemployment dropped to 3.8% and raises were up 3.4% compared to February of 2017. Between 2007 and 2010, the median wealth of a household in the U.S. dropped 44%. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.